Harper Audio presents Evangeline of the Bayou by Jan Eldridge, performed by Tara Sands. 1. They say if a sparrow taps at your window during the night, it's a sure sign death is near. But this particular tapping wasn't meant to be a foreshadowing of Evangeline Clement's demise. At least, not on this night. It was just a messenger, delivering a request from one of the bayou neighbors. Out on the windowsill, the sparrow shifted from one foot to the other, a tiny folded scrap of paper clutched in its beak. It cast an anxious glance over its shoulder, then rapped at the shack's glass pane again. Evangeline sighed. I'm coming, keep your feathers on. Someone must have been knee-deep in desperation in order to send one of the little birds instead of a customary red cardinal. Evangeline rose from the battered wooden table, leaving her journal open and her lessons interrupted. Beneath the light of a kerosene lamp, boxes of rodent bones and jars of black nuggets lined the tabletop. "If Gran had her way," she muttered, "I'd spend all my nights classifying critter carcasses and scat instead of driving out haunts." The old cypress floorboards creaked as Evangeline strode toward the door, though the sound didn't wake Gran. She sat there in the front room alongside Evangeline, dozing in her rocking chair like she did every evening, her scarred hands folded neatly on her lap, one eye open, and snoring mightily enough to rattle the tin roof. For a brief moment, Evangeline considered alerting her mentor to the sparrow's presence, but why disturb her night nap?